Exclusive, Nate Morris, moment Democrats get into power. They will pack Supreme Court, grant amnesty to illegal aliens. By Sean Moran on November 23, 2025. Kentucky businessman and Republican Senate candidate Nate Morris explained why Republicans must nuke the filibuster, explaining that if Democrats were to take power, they would not hesitate to pack the Supreme Court with leftist justices and grant amnesty to illegal aliens. Morris, who hopes to replace the retiring Senator Mitch McConnell, RKY, spoke to Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle as his primary opponents, Representative Andy Barr, RKY, and former State Attorney General Daniel Barr, have refused to back President Donald Trump's call to nuke the Senate filibuster, while he has endorsed the president's move. "We have to get rid of the filibuster, we've got to get while the getting is good, Matt. And, we may never have this political opportunity again to codify the things that we need to put into government. To protect the American people, to protect the country," Morris said on Breitbart News Saturday. "Listen. The moment that Democrats get back into power, they're going to push for Puerto Rico and D.C. to become a state. They're going to pack the Supreme Court, they're going to normalize these illegals to permanently change our country blue," he continued. "We've got to act now while we have the political capital," he remarked. Morris chided his opponents as weak men who could not even have the strength to take a position on the Senate filibuster. "I'm here to stand with America first," Morris said. Two of Trump's most vocal champions in the Senate, Senators Jim Banks, RN, and Bernie Moreno, RO, have backed the move to scrap the filibuster in the Senate. "Watch, whoa. Trump says it's time to get rid of this. I do agree with him. I understand why he's frustrated. The government shutdown is the Democrats' fault, it's unacceptable," Banks said. "We have a short period, window of time, to do the things that we promised our voters that we would do. The filibuster is standing in the way of balanced budgets and cutting spending, on top of other things like passing voter ID laws. Maybe it's time to think about the filibuster," Moreno explained. He added, "Let's just vote with Republicans. We've got 52 Republicans. Let's go and let's open the government. It may get to that." Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X @SeanMoran3.